I'm Emily Johnson, and I'm a Yupik woman. I live on the Lower East Side of Manhattan in Lenape, Hoking. I am an artist, a choreographer. I've been a social justice artist in residence at Abrams Art Center, though I think of all art and art making as part of activism. And for the past few years, I've been hosting, along with my sister and thought partner, Cree scholar Karen Recollet, we've been hosting monthly ceremonial fires in the amphitheater at Abrams Art Center. It's been so hard. I mean, every week there's a completely different layer of grief, trauma. I mean, there are some dark times and darkness. And so to really be a witness, as so many of us have been, to this collective shift has been really something. And sometimes the tiniest things that you could do to take care of yourself and those you really love and the strangers who you're not seeing anymore because they're not on the street, but somehow, how can your actions always be in relationship? I've been delivering food with Henry Street and with Vision Urbana. Oh my gosh, what a privilege and honor, especially those first couple of weeks when everything was so quiet. Gosh, the door would open just a crack back then, like a tiny crack. And you'd see this face in the crack and like, you know, just to say that there was food there. And it was a real honor to be able to share even just that brief bit of time with people and know that sometimes I would probably be the only person that person saw it for days or longer. And actions do absolutely matter. And now I think this virus has really highlighted the things that we need to change. We have to change now. We have to. And the work that Henry Street does in community is so supportive. And we've worked on land acknowledgement together to find pathways for Lenape artists who want to come to their homeland to be able to work through and with Abrams Art Center. And, you know, this hard work to try to figure some of that out. And now also with complications of what is residency, what is travel, how do you support artists? I don't mean that we do easy work together, but it's easy because there's this flow and there's a desire to do good things at Abrams. That's what I always feel. And Henry Street totally adopted the land acknowledgement process. And now every building I go into in Henry Street has the land acknowledgement on the wall, and people are speaking and people are being in relationship with it. And I feel the appreciation from Henry Street and from Abrams, and I feel their commitment. I'm part of the phase one working group, is what we call ourselves, who created this document called Creating New Futures to look at the inequitable and unjust ways that the performing arts field works, and also to provide some beginnings of alternatives. After the document was released, 7,000 people attended the Zoom / stream on HowlRound, and it's this conversation that is so needed in the performing arts world.
I think what keeps me going is has not changed, actually. It is a desire to be in a better future.
I hope that one of the things that we hold dear collectively moving forward is the radical change.